Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 13th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we literally embrace the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers were the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. As we are, man, we got a barn burner broadcast today. Got Brian Rust coming up in a little bit with the Honest Money Report. We've got an incredible interview next hour. We got a newspaper involved with a bar, involved with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, involved with a wonderful lady who gave up her birthday to promote the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, and we got a sitting sheriff, all coming up just for you on your radio. By the way, let's do a recap of yesterday's show to kick it all off, shall we? Our guest, Larry Pratt, was with us, discussions of all things liberty. As you know, Larry is a retired gentleman, but he was with the Gun Owners of America for quite some time. He was the executive director, right? Anyway, Larry does a phenomenal job. And we talked about the new DOJ, Department of Justice, quote, domestic terrorist unit that targets what they call anti-authority ideologies. Top official tells the Senate, we have seen a growing threat. Art Moore, WND.com with the article. This is serious because they literally just created a new government agency. I know it's under the DOJ or whatever, but it's kind of under DOJ. It's kind of under Homeland Security. It's really a domestic terrorism unit. And why do I say it's under all these groups? Because that's how it works. Let me give you the proof in point. Biden's education secretary, Miguel Cardona, allegedly requested domestic terrorism letter from school boards, the Epic Times, that piece. So now you got the education department in bed with local school systems through government school-controlled unions, tied to the Justice Department, tied to Homeland Security, tied to the FBI, putting together a domestic terrorism threat because parents didn't like the perverted sex, the dishonest critical race theory, the coronavirus masking and forcing of vaccinations all in their schools. So parents started to go to the school board meetings and say, hey, we're not really liking this, people. And what happened? Your local government schools got in bed with the unions, the teachers' unions, who got in bed with the FBI, the Justice Department, the Homeland Security, the Education Department, and they literally called parents terrorists. So that's why I say that they're all tied together. To make matters worse, they created a new terrorism, domestic terrorism department. People ought to go to prison for that, ladies and gentlemen. They don't have any authority to create new government entities, but they did it anyway. Where's your Congress critter? Doing nothing about it, right? Shame on them. We had a next election, fire them all and replace them with good, honest patriots who will stand up and stop this nonsense. All right, we also talked about Gun Owners of America doing a phenomenal job. They have obtained internal ATF, that's alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agency documents that suggest the Biden-Harris administration is secretly establishing a national gun registry. You want to learn more? Gunowners.org. So now imagine a gun registration database by your federal government. Tie that into the domestic terrorist new unit. Tie that into your government school board. And wow, ladies and gentlemen, we better fight back against global overreach, federal overreach right now. because you're rapidly losing your ability to do so the more they concentrate power at the federal level. It is an absolute disgrace. And the states and we the people, via the checks and balances, have every obligation, every duty to rein it in and rein it in fast. And if we do nothing, if we sit on the sidelines, if we twiddle our thumbs, if we bury our head in the sand, it's going to be bad news down the road. Write it down. When governments get too much power and they get that snowball of belligerent, drunk power rolling, it's very, very hard to stop. You better nip it in the bud while you got the time. That was hour one. The second hour, we doubled down and talked about the majority of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in New Jersey were actually admitted for reasons other than COVID-19. Now officials admit on January the 10th. Yeah. They had 6,075 people in the hospital and just 2,900 and some odd were because of corona. The rest were, well, they were put in for different reasons, but they just happened to have corona, right? Yeah. So now this big lie about, man, the COVID, the unvaccinated are overrunning the hospitals turned out to be an absolute blatant lie. The vast majority of Americans, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of political party, now say that American society and culture are in serious decline. Yeah. 76.8% of respondents say, man, society is going the wrong way big time. Anthony Fauci literally called Kansas Senator Roger Marshall a moron. Marshall, who's a doctor, questioned Fauci about his transparency with regards to his money, his finances. Okay. Disclosure form about finances like other witnesses. Hey, what's up with that? Well, Fauci went ballistic, called him a moron, took the Lord's name in vain, got caught on a hot mic doing it. What a shame for Fauci. He had to be fired over that. But nevertheless, he then mocked Marshall, saying, you know what? It's totally available. You guys are kind of idiots if you can't find it. However, Marshall just didn't have the information to answer or respond properly. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the information is not readily available, and I'll prove it to you. Judicial Watch sues on behalf of OpenTheBooks.com for Fauci financial records. Yeah, financial disclosure records and royalties paid to National Information of Health employees. Judicialwatch.org. I have the link in the website or in the show notes for yesterday to the details. But I'm telling you right now, why is Judicial Watch suing to get this information if it's readily available? Well, Fauci lied again on the stand. Literally ought to be fired for this, and ought to be they ought to file criminal charges against Fauci. He lied. He acted like Marshall's an idiot, an imbecile, took the Lord's name in vain, when the truth is Judicial Watch, months before that, has had to sue using FOIA requests that were unanswered and then suing to try to get this information. Don't tell me it's readily available, Fauci. You lie. And the Judicial Watch lawsuit proves that you're lying. Now, you may have a little sprinkling of information out there, but the senator was wise enough to know, hey, we're not getting all the records we need to from you, sir. And then you mock the senator. He should have fired back with this knowledge. It took me 5 minutes to get this information. The problem is, and I'm going to defend the senator here, when you're dealing with somebody live, you may not have all the information at your fingertips that you need because you don't know where the conversation is going to go, right? So the senator might have had the information and might have even known about it, but might not have been able to quickly on the spot just, you know, reply, respond. How quick on your feet can you be sometimes? You don't want to look like a fool. You don't want to talk out of turn. You want to make sure you have your ducks in a row. I get it. But shame on Fauci. And right now we need to have a huge pushback against Fauci over this. Shame on you. You mock the senator, call him a moron, take the Lord's name in vain. How dare you? And then we find out that there's a lawsuit because you ignored your duty, your law-abiding obligation to respond to Freedom of Information Act requests. And since you did not, over that same information, you've been sued. And now you have the audacity to mock the senator as if he doesn't know what he's talking about. Shame on you, Tony. You should be fired and criminally charged, sir. Rand Paul leading that effort, but man, he's not getting very far, is he? Why? Because American people don't care enough. because we're not incensed enough, because we're not getting involved in the checks and balances in the greatest country on the face of the earth enough, right? That's why. Every American needs to hear this speech. Yeah, incredible. DennisPrager.com. He said, what if every principal in the country gave this speech? It's available at PragerU.com, and it's also available on the LovingLiberty.net website. Check out that speech. I played the audio, but there's a video, and it's pretty dang good. Dennis Prager nails it. Basically says, hey, we're not going to go for all this baloney in the schools. We're going to toe the line and do a great job and promote English and promote America and promote everyone based on the content of their character. I'm telling you, it's tremendous. We also talked about the fact that last year, America's doctors, nurses, and paramedics were celebrated as frontline heroes battling a fearsome new pandemic, which is wonderful. That's the truth in most cases. But sadly today, under Whacked Out Joe, tens of thousands of these same heroes are denounced as rebels, conspiracy theorists, extremists, and potential terrorists. That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? This is out of control when the government looks at you and me as terrorists. I'm telling you right now, shame on them. Ladies and gentlemen, this is America. If you believe in the Declaration of Independence, we the people have the power, and the only just power the government has is by the consent of the governed and the liberty-loving Constitution. The supreme law of our land lays out who we've delegated what authority and what power to. When they cross the lines, we need to create accountability. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live, the Honest Money Report in seconds with Brian Rust on your radio.
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, our nationally syndicated radio network. Tell your neighbors. Tell your friends. Spread the word. Share the love. By the way, we have a Valentine's Day dinner coming up on the 12th of February at Liberty Hall. It's going to be tremendous. Check it out, LovingLiberty.net, for more details. And quickly, we have Brian Rust, RustCreditGift.com. For 50 years, Brian and family have been putting together precious metal solutions for Americans, helping people slowly but surely create stabilities in their portfolios. RustCreditGift.com. Brian, welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much, Sam. Glad to be with you.
Man, there's so much to talk about, so little time. It's hard to know where to go. The big discussion today in the news regarding money, Brian, is what the heck is inflation and how is it affecting you and I? And we'll get into that in a minute. But first, let's talk about the Honest Money Report, shall we?
Let's do it. So you've got 1823.6 on paper gold.
Hold on, 1823.6. So in 6 cents, right?
60 cents.
All right, yep. Got it. Sorry, 0.6, yep. 60. Okay. 1823.60, silver?
Yep. 23.25.
23.25. Not changed too much, huh?
Well, we're up $30 on gold and a dollar up on silver from last week.
All right. That means the fake currency's down a bit, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's, isn't that what it really
apparently
means?
It's supposed to be. That should be what it means, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. It's kind of important to understand that, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't believe me on this, I would simply say, how does it go, for example, down against the dollar, but up against another currency at the same time? And the answer is because the real currencies have to be weighed against this gold and silver, I would say, honesty, reality check. Right, Brian?
Yeah, that's right. As they increase the money supply at a rate that is greater than the wealth output of the economy or the economic system, it reduces the value of each marginal dollar created. So more they print, and the value of the dollar relative to gold, which is real money, what's that? It's declined about 98%, I guess, in the 70s. In the 70s, 40,000 would buy you a nice 4,000 square foot home in a nice area. Today, it's 700,000 on average to buy that same home. So what do you think of that?
I think I'm going to have to borrow some money from Brian.
Yeah, Kurt. Maybe Kurt. Well,
how's Rhodium doing? Kurt might be able to help me.
Yeah, 17.1. So it dropped a few, 18,000. So now it's down about $900. So yeah.
Yeah, Kurt can't help me now.
That's right.
All right. Interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, honest money really is the key. And they're asking the question now about inflation. They're saying, what the heck is inflation? And how does inflation relate to you and me, Brian? Let's talk about what inflation is, because they might have a different term for it than you and I might, right?
Right, yeah. So, yeah. Look at the cost to buy anything. Isn't it all inflated now? I mean, it seems like it costs us a lot more money to buy anything.
All right. How would you describe what is inflation, Brian?
Well, inflation is the ability to, to purchase goods and how you would do that. I mean, if I'm paying X amount for, it's just like that house. I mean, if it's $40,000 to purchase back then, and now it's $700,000, the dollar, in order to buy that dollar just doesn't have enough strength to buy. It's inflated. And so...
And I'm going to take a slightly, I agree with your point on inflation. And I think everybody says, hey, inflation has to do with when things change to where it's harder to buy goods and services because they cost more. That's inflation. But I want to look at inflation as a hidden tax against the people. Inflation is ever present. Let me say that again. Inflation is ever present with dishonest money. It never goes away.
Right.
It's always a curse. It's always in the background. It's always sinister and always raping you, stealing your wealth 24/7 whenever you have fiat currency. That's the first thing you need to understand about inflation. You say, well, Sam, why sometimes do I notice it? Is it so in my face versus other times when it's just in the background, stealing from me, but I don't really know and I don't really care day to day? It doesn't seem like it's very – what's the difference then, Sam? And the answer relates to, I believe – the boom and bust of the dollar, of the fake currency. The greater the trust in the currency, the less likely inflation becomes in your face or pervasive or extreme. It always exists, but it's not as extreme. When people start to lose confidence in the con game, then that's when the dollar starts to tank, whether it be confidence in the United States for individual Americans, whether it be confidence around the world, whether it be confidence for big business, whether it be confidence in the paper trade reality of manipulation that we see in the stock market, et cetera, every day. All these things are factors, but really it's a confidence game when we're talking about dishonest money and inflation. Why do I say that? You say, Sam, why do you say that? That just isn't right. Yeah, it is. Across the board, that's correct. Now, on an individual product basis, there might be a boom and bust and an increase in cost that relates to scarcity or a tampering with or an interference regarding the supply and demand. I get it. Okay, so if there's not computer chips, for example, hey, they cost more because the supply and demand is upset. I get that, but that's individual basis. Across the board, inflationary realities has all to do with the confidence game. So I say that because the dollar now has dropped a little bit against gold and silver. What that means is it costs more dollars to buy something than it did yesterday because the dollar's weaker, inflation's increasing, right? Costs more to buy things. But if you add gold and silver, it doesn't cost more to buy things. Your gold and silver held its reality. So gold and silver did not experience the same inflation as the fiat dollar did. Why? Because gold and silver with intrinsic value doesn't play the confidence game. Is that too complicated of an explanation, Brian?
No, I think you're right on. It shows the effect. I mean, it's look at, and I think if you can look at history, that's why history, I think, is important. I mean, the Germans and the Swiss have been long hoarders of physical gold. Why? Due to the experience with historic periods of hyperinflation. I mean, if the old added story of here's a wheelbarrow full of money and they dump that on the street because it's worthless. If you didn't spend it that day, it was worthless. You couldn't, it had no value. And so the wheelbarrow had value because it could haul things around. So, I mean, that's the story that we can kind of remember and we can look at history. So, I mean, if you start looking at history of what's happened, I mean, if we're here's one factor too. You look at the debt nearing, they say $30 trillion. Well, I say it's higher because of Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security and all the things that we have to support, right? And so the cost of servicing that debt's around, what, $500 billion a year? Well, soon it'll be $1 trillion a year. Well, I don't think we're coming out of trillions regardless. So the debt alone, just to pay for the $30 trillion of paper money made, is is heading towards $1 trillion a year just to pay that debt. It's like, I mean, if I have to borrow, and I can't afford to pay back that borrowing, and can I borrow some more and borrow some more and borrow some more? And fine, I can't pay anything back. They're just going to come and take my house and this and that and the other because I can't afford to do anything. So it's, the credit cards. I mean, we can get a good idea of kind of how it kind of works. And so, but the government doesn't seem to care about any of that repaying anything back. And so I guess they just keep printing. So it's going to affect us, and it is affecting us.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the inflation is really a confidence game discussion. And the reason that the inflation happens is because you've got to have more and more and more and more money over time. And the more you put money into something, the more you deal with things that don't have value, and you try to pretend they can exchange for value, it's an imbalance in value from the start. What is inflation? They say inflation is the decline of purchasing power of given currency over time.
Right.
Okay. Inflation is the decline of purchasing power a given currency over time. You can reflect that purchasing power. Okay. But here's the deal. Why do fiat currencies have inflation tied to them all the time? And why does honest money not have inflation tied to it all the time? You see, you take 1 ounce gold coin, and man, you could buy a fine suit or buy 300 loaves of bread in Moses' time, and you can do the same today. See, it's not subject to inflation. Yeah, there's still supply and demand of given individual products and circumstances make products more expensive or less expensive in the marketplace. That's always been the case. But we're talking about across-the-board inflation. That doesn't happen to honest money that has intrinsic value. We'll talk more about that with Brian Rust in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Moab, Utah police officers who encountered Gabby Petito and her fiancé Brian Laundrie just before her demise made several mistakes an independent review released Wednesday has found. The review found that the incident should have been classified as domestic violence, which would have required officers to make an arrest or issue a citation against Gabby. Instead, officers allowed the two to go with the promise of staying apart that night. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, says he will not participate with the January 6th Select Committee's request to interview him. McCarthy on Fox News says he has nothing to add and criticized the panel's abuse of power.
Why did the Democrats, when they created January 6th, pick and choose which Republicans could be on, disallowing, never before in history, individuals that I selected as Minority Leader? Why did the chair of this committee say the speaker is off limits?
USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Earlier this week, comedian fans across the world were saddened and stunned by the unexpected death of 65-year-old Bob Saget. Murray Beard was at his last show in Jacksonville.
He talked a lot about his wife and his daughters, super proud of his three daughters, and never made fun of them. Occasionally would make fun of his wife, but for the most part, in fact, there was a guy sitting on the front row that had three of his daughters with him, and it almost brought him to tears just, you know, seeing his dad bringing his three girls to come see him as a comedian.
TMZ is reporting Bob Saget died of a heart attack in his sleep. Shaking was reported throughout Southern California following a 3.9 magnitude earthquake south of Palm Springs, California last night. According to the United States Geological Survey, the earthquake struck just before 7:30 p.m. Pacific in the sparsely populated area. The earthquake was followed by a 2.6 aftershock near La Quinta and a 2.9 near Anza, California. In the last year, over 4,600 earthquakes have rocked the region. USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com, and Sam Bushman on your radio. We're talking about what is inflation. And the mainstream press and others say inflation is the decline of purchasing power of a given currency over time. That's right. That's true. And so you don't see inflation in constitutional currency, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to explain the reason that you don't really quick and then have Brian Rust take it up from there. Look, when you trade value for value, there's value. How dumb is that? Let me say it again. When you trade value for value, there is value, right? When you trade something that has virtually no value and you pretend, you dishonestly pretend that it has value, you create a confidence game, right? I say it has value, you agree that it has value, but we know that it really doesn't, but we think that it does because we trust the entity that issued it or whatever you want to say. And so we say it has value, but it really doesn't. That's the problem. You're not trading value for value and getting value. You're trading no value for value and pretending that they both have value. In my opinion, it's as dishonest as you can possibly get. All right. So you take a $100 bill, crisp, nice $100 bill, baby. That thing cost 2.5 cents to create. Who all of a sudden said it was worth $100? Your government did. And we believe them. And we trade as if it really does. But if at some point we don't believe them, it's going to tank. Well, that's not true with constitutional currency. It has what's called intrinsic value. What that means is it has value by its very nature. by its factors, its portability, its beauty, its work that it takes to create it. It doesn't cost 2.5 cents to create a silver eagle, silver dollar. No, sir. The work that it takes, the minting, the all the different processes, represents value that it took to get it created and in your hand. It's value for value as its very nature. And then as you trade it for other things, there's value for value. The problem with inflation rears its ugly head when you have no value for value and the confidence game is introduced. Brian?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so I think in across the world, they're tired of, you know, the dollar has been the industry leader, you know, the petrodollar. So everything's oil's trading in the dollar and all these countries, but they're getting fed up with our dollar because that value isn't there. And the debt that we all based on that dollar, a lot of these countries that we owe debt to, they don't want the dollar. And so what do we give up next? Do we give up our utilities and say, well, you don't want our dollar. We owe you X amount of debt, China or, you know, Germany, whoever. And then you don't want dollars. So what can we give you? Is it land? Is it utilities? Because they don't trust the dollar. And you look at it over a period of time, history shows that each country that's been there and printed and been the ruler of the other has worked for so long, and then boom, it's gone, and somebody else jumps in, and they try to do a better job, they say, and then they fail. And well, we've 80 years or something like 100 years, we've been in the front runner. So maybe it's our time to, well, we're seeing our time. They're printing it as fast as they can make it, I guess. Maybe they see the end.
Well, what do you think is going to happen in 2022, economically speaking? Any idea?
Well, they talk about interest rates, that they've got to, you know, produce some interest rates, but I don't know if they have the strength to get onto that, but I think they might talk that. They have been talking that. We're going to raise rates. Well, I agree with you and others and Rand Paul and all, and you got to balance. Well, there's no way we're balancing. So at that point, I think eventually there's going to be a crash. You know, someone's going to pay the popper and that crash, and it's not going to be pretty into the stock market and everything. So, I mean, it's, you know, and we're already seeing the rise in costs and all these problems that we are facing. I mean, no one likes paying more money at the gas pump. And they say, well, you know, people aren't, you know, there's businesses that can't survive because there's no workforce, and there's all these issues and problems, and yet we kind of, and I don't know if, well, I would say they kind of clutter our lives so that we can't look at this and look at that, and there's so many issues that we're twisted and turned and so on. Well, yeah, that's why we have to have preparation. We've got a peace of mind is that preparation, so we've got to be putting a little away for these rainy days because it's coming, and you know, stocking up on food and other things just because that's peace of mind. You know, we're not tied to, you know, we're not slaves to what's going on. And there's so many people, or I don't know if the younger generation is buying into this or anything, but, you know, the older generation's definitely seen it. I mean, why the Depression, they didn't get rid of anything. They used everything. Well, today it's just like, throw that away or whatever. I mean, we're in, I'm rambling now. Sorry, but
there you go. Perfect.
A lot of problems heading forward.
You know. So you say, what's inflation first? And then they say this, Brian, worst inflation since 1982. So they're saying literally within 40 years, puts Democrats in a political bind. They say prices are up 7% from just a year ago. That's the fastest pace of inflation since 1982. Now, listen, price hikes in housing and in vehicles, used cars and trucks are among the increased cost. They also say the cost of food. But what's interesting to me is when they talk about inflation, they talk about core, you know, this and that. And they always take out the most important things when they talk about core. They take out your food. They take out all the fundamentals of what it takes to really survive. It's just idiotic how they rate these things or, you know, put together the comparisons and stuff. But the bottom line, though, is, hey, we're seeing it worse than in 40 years. Now, they're going to have to do something to tame the economy, and maybe the supply and demand will do it all by itself, and they won't have to raise interest rates. Now, I'm not for them manipulating. I'm not for them holding the interest rates down either. But I'm just telling you that they probably won't need to have interest rates increase because the supply and demand has already got out of whack and become a problem. That might hold them for a while.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, look at Venezuela. I mean, the third richest country in the world, and look where they were, you know, or where they're at. I mean, people waiting in line to get a little bit of money out of their bank just so they can eat or so on. And, you know, is that kind of where we're headed a little bit? I mean, maybe for some. I mean, some people aren't surviving now. They're struggling to make it. Their dollar just isn't going anywhere. And I find it interesting that we've subsidized everything in our country now. I mean, if you want food, well, eventually what? Food won't be there on the shelf because we can't get it. You know, it's supposed to be coming from China or other countries who are producing our food. Okay, well, that doesn't sound good. And we should be self-sufficient. And that's the problem that we've done is we've gone away from our dependency to where we could build anything and we had the resources and so on to do that. But no, we're going to shut this farmer down because we can buy it cheaper over here. And well, how's that working for vehicles? If they can't get chips and they're all coming from China, you know, or other manufacturing things, we've got some real issues and real problems. And so, you know, and I think the government just wants us to rely on them. It's like, you know, kind of maybe the dole. I remember over in England when I was on my mission, it was the dole. You know, the government will support you. And I think that's what our government wants. You rely on us, we'll take care of you. Well, how well has that been? How's that going?
The dole, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that and think how contrary that really is to the American ideal, to the American belief system, to the American way. And you really kind of look at that and go, man, we don't really want to go that direction because the dole and socialism seem to be kindred spirits, Ryan.
Right. Exactly right. So, and you know, I remember this one individual, we met him, knocked on his door, met him, and he was a hermit. He was just kind of living in this house, taking care of his mother, and the government wanted him to do that. Here, they paid him a little amount of money to take care of his grandma. We don't want you to go out and work. We don't. You just take care of your mom. We'll take care of it. But hey, he was just, you know, the mental issues and so on. He was a hermit. It was dark in the house. It doesn't seem like he ever come out. And his beard was huge. I mean, it was just, you know, it's kind of, we helped kind of clean up their lives a little bit and their surroundings and made it a little better and that. But I just thought, man, there was no desire for him to work anywhere. And you know, and I just think, you know, it's not a good situation. And then I look at people and some people, you know, they have a struggle and this guy on the street, you know, he's got a sign. Can you help me pay my rent? Well, I can, you know, and I've given, you know, I've done a little bit here and there, but I feel like, okay, well, there's all these people that need workers, these businesses, and I'd love to see you go down and talk to them a little bit and see if you can't get some work. And that's what we should be doing, right? I don't know. I don't know his whole situation, but still, it's, I don't know. The creative.
That would create value for value, Brian. And then what you get on the other end is value. Is this a math lesson? Is this an economic lesson? What the heck is this on your radio? Rednecks telling the truth? Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable live. Listen to the
wind blow. Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust, Honest Money Report continues. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Honest Money Report, ladies and gentlemen. What is inflation? Inflation is the decline of a purchasing power of a given currency over time. Fiat money always has inflation tied to it. It always has and always will, because it's trading something of no value for something of value. The dishonest interjection of nothing in exchange for something is the quantifiable problem. You'll never get around this reality, ladies and gentlemen. It's dishonest as all get out. I'm going to give you something of no value for something of value. And every time we trade valuable things for nothing, the compound problem gets worse. If you have honest money, intrinsic value money, constitutional currency, that's why the founders understood this. You trade value for value across the board, and at the end, you get value. Now, I know that sounds stupid. People are like, man, you're just a redneck. You don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, I do. Value for value equals value. Value for no value equals dishonest inflation. Always has, always will. Is this an English lesson, a math lesson, an economic lesson? What the heck is it, Brian?
I think it is. But, the people at the top, you know, our government up there, they're trying to, the lies and so on to make you believe that it has value. I mean, whether, you know, maybe it's the big sir, you look in the mirror and the mirrors at the circus, you know, you walk in those mirrors and they distort you. You're taller, you're bigger, you're heavier, you're whatever it is. And they've got these mirrors around and making it look like, hey, man, you want to buy into our plan, because our plan, man, you've got value. We're dealing in trillions now, and that sounds like a lot. We can, okay. But we were always taught to live within our means. You know, if I couldn't afford it or so on, you don't buy it. You know, and today the credit card, all these credit card things come in the mail and you can buy it. Oh yeah, there's a little bit of percentage there. There's some interest you're going to have to pay and so on. But get it now, have it now, you know, and that's, you know, this crazy idea that, you know, they're going to repo my truck now because I thought I could buy it with this credit card and then I couldn't pay for it. And that's kind of what the government's doing. There's no way we're coming out of the trillion, if it's $500 billion now interest on the money that's being produced, which is another joke. We're paying a company to print money, and boy, what a great racket that is. And now we have to pay them, what is it, $500 billion interest, and now we're heading towards a trillion interest. Wow, that sounds like a great idea. Let's keep doing that. That seems to be working.
Wow. We were taught to live within our means. Think about a statement like that, ladies and gentlemen. And they call it, basically, whenever you see living within your means, or we're taught to live within our means, you know what? I know what the counterpart statement to that always is, Brian.
Let's hear it.
A key to financial success.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. That's what always goes with it. Because when you live within your means, if you always bring in more than you spend, you know what? You're always going to be profitable. You're always going to be on the right side of it, right?
Right.
So we were taught to live within our means. That's a key to financial success. Not living with your means is always a key to financial failure. When has this not been the case, Brian? This is what I don't understand about how we do what we do and we act like it's just fine. There's never been a case where it's been fine, ever.
Well, the example from the top, if we look at those who are supposed to be an example to us and so on, and we want to do what they're doing, well, that example has really thrown us under the bus. So it's, you know, and I think the big push here, the big push is, okay, well, we're not surviving this currency thing. We've got to change. Well, what is the change? Is it a cashless society? Do we move now to strictly a credit, society where we're using cards and so on? But at that point, the sad part is I don't trust my, all that's going on in the government and all these things that are happening now. Is we keep seeing all this news that keeps coming out and they get caught in their lies. Well, okay. Well, if we're now cashless society and I have to use this card, which is tracked by everything that goes out there, do they just one day just boom, they just shut me down on my, because it's electronic, these electronic transfers. Now my money's right here.
Yeah, especially if you get on terrorist radio, buddy, they're going to shut you right on down, you domestic
threat. That's right. That's right. So, yeah. Is that where we want to go? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. It's very simple. And that's why I always say don't dip your toe in the crypto. I understand we think cryptocurrencies are outside of the government's purview right now. And they may be temporarily, but over time, I'm telling you right now, the government will get control of it for sure. You will not have transactions that take you out of their radar. In other words, you will never be untouchable by your governments because of digital currency. That will last for a short time, and that's all, because they won't tolerate it. They won't have it. They'll criminalize it. They'll do whatever. They even took gold and silver from people back in the day, folks. They will not tolerate it. They will not let you run around with money flush independent of them and able to mock them. It just will not happen. Okay? So understand that what a fiat currency is bad enough. It's dishonest money. It's zero value, pretending, masquerading that it has value with the confidence game. We all give it confidence, therefore it has value. Confidence can dry up in a second, and there'll be no value. Okay? Well, the same thing's true with these digital currencies or these cryptocurrencies. They're basically a fiat currency with, quote, digital representation, meaning they're in the cloud. They're on a computer somewhere. They're on a blockchain somewhere there. And if you lose access to that, quote, digital world, then you lose access to all your supposed wealth or your digital currency or your whatever you want to call it, cryptocurrency. Okay. Now, governments will have control whether you can access that or not. All right. So instantly, you may think you're a crypto millionaire, billionaire, whatever you are. Instantly, if we deny your access, you're a crypto nobody because you're so wealthy, you just can't get to it, right? Okay, that's the problem with what they're doing and where they're taking us. I advocate for returning to honest money, to real currency, to currency with intrinsic value, gold and silver. Why? Because it has all the unique properties. That's what the intrinsic value comes from. All the unique properties to maintain decentralization and to maintain that I'm in control, that you're in control. And I'm telling you, any digital currency, any fiat currency takes that control away and gives them the ability to centralize it, Brian.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it has tradability worldwide, right? All the countries and so on will, it has that value and it holds that value across the board, where our paper dollar just doesn't have, it's just the fiat currency there just doesn't have it. Plus another factor, their agenda. So if their agenda is the fact of, okay, now we're cashless and it's a credit card type scenario out here. Well, if their agenda is the fact, well, you voted for this person, or here's the person you're supporting. Oh, and then all of a sudden there was a glitch in the computers and it affected all these people that hence voted for this guy that they don't like. Wow, how did that work? I mean, could they just throw more control because, well, we don't like that guy's agenda. You got to support that guy's agenda. Maybe we'll just hit you here with a couple glitches and, oh, we don't know what happened, but it just affected those people. They could target people based on, yeah, I mean, you voted for this person. Well, we're going to target you, right? I mean, it could really get ugly. We've already seen
and how would you ever be able to control and or see the behind-the-scenes algorithms? Right now, there's a debate. A lot of us have proven Google, for example, has all kinds of hostile algorithms towards conservatives and patriots and freedom-loving right. folks and truth-tellers and everything else, and they claim the answer is no. Well, how are you going right. to get behind all those transactions? Pretty soon, they're just like, you're a conspiracy theorist, Brian. You can't access right. your money. There's some glitch for you, but there's no agenda here. And how are you going to prove there is? You can't. Right. You won't. Right. And so this is yep. the problem with crypto. I know people love it and think it's the future and the answer. I don't think so. I think it just adds insult yep. to injury. What it is fiat money subject to inflation tied to ultimate central control. You say, no, Sam, it's decentralized. The blockchain, everybody can see. I know. But if I just simply have the ability to make sure that you can't log in, you're done.
Yeah.
Don't tell yep. me there's not a single point of failure, because there is. It's you. If I prevent you from connecting, you're single point done.
Yeah.
And I challenge any computer guru to take me on this, because I'm right. I don't care how stable you think the blockchain is. If you can't get to the blockchain, it's as stable as a rock without you.
That's right. Amen.
It's transparent without you. You know, you'll be separated from your wealth from this chasm that's, I mean, you know. What do you want to call it? It's like the moat you'll never cross.
Yeah.
You're just done. You're that locked out.
Your wallet just fell in the ocean.
Boy, howdy did it. And Americans' wallets are falling into the ocean daily as we allow this inflation to continue with dishonest money. The whole purpose of the yeah. Honest Money Report, ladies and gentlemen, is to help you realize the importance of taking control of your financial portfolio. Can you invest in some of this? Sure. Should you put all your eggs in that basket? Not even maybe. Should you consider honest right. money as part of your portfolio? The answer is absolutely. Gold's at $18,2360. Silver's at $23.25. What I propose and recommend for everyone is get yourself a stable day in and day out monthly, adding a little bit of gold and silver to your portfolio. It'll act as a hedge against inflation. That being the big talk of today. It will act as an ability if you ever should need it to where you have possession of something. They lock you out of your, quote, digital world or whatever else. And you'll have something where you can say, listen, I'm going to give you a couple of silver dollars. Can you give me some cash? And I'm telling you right now, people will do it. And when they do, then pretty soon, hey, you're not locked down. They haven't shut you down completely. You've got choices. That's what this is all about, Brian. That's why we talk about this day in and day out, is because it really means you have choices. When you have choices, that means you can feed your family.
You're correct. Yeah, that's exactly right. Peace of mind. That's what we need.
Balance peace of mind, ladies and gentlemen.
Financial world. That's right.
We were taught to live within our financial means. That's a key to financial success, ladies and gentlemen. Call it a peace of mind. Call it wise, prudent planning. Call it provident living. Provident living, shall we? That's really what we're talking about. Preparedness.
Yeah.
Provident living.
Right.
It's not extremism. It's provident living. It's saying, hey, I'm going to make sure that I can take care of me and those around me.
Right.
And if you look at history, neighbor, I mean, take care of you too.
Those people in people that held on to their metal and so on in those early 1918s, and those the Depression area and so on, were able to use that metal to buy security in property and so on with that metal, where others were losing their property. They couldn't afford to pay. They were going to lose it anyway. So they sold it to others at a small price. But those people had the means to come in and had metal, gold and silver, and traded for a city block. And then after a period of time, were able to walk out in quite a good situation.
How they fleece us in fiat money scenarios, ladies and gentlemen, is as they manipulate the currency and manipulate everything in relation thereto, they zig when we zag, and they profit on our losses over and over and over and over. That's been the history of fiat money. And it'll get nothing but worse with the history of digital, centralized, controlled currency, where they can lock you out in a second. Write it down. Remember who warned you first. It's Brian Rust, RustCoinGift.com, and Sam Bushman on the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live radio talk show. RustCoinAndGift.com. You have a friend in the honest money business. Thanks, Brian.
Hey, you bet. Great job, Sam.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Always doing a phenomenal job on your radio. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. We got a sitting sheriff and an organizer for a fundraiser. We'll tell you all about it in seconds. God save the Republic.